Unit 1. Table Tennis. People in England began to play a game like table tennis in the 1880s, but in the beginning, this game was called indoor tennis. To play this game, players who were often soldiers used anything they could find as paddles and balls. They placed books across the middle of the table as a net. A few years later in England, people who played the game called it whiff-waff or gossamer. Then in the U.S., the Parker Brothers Company made and sold an indoor table tennis kit with a small ball, a net, and paddles. However, it wasn't until 10 years later that people began to play with balls like those we use today. The first person to do so was an Englishman named James Gibb. He called the game ping pong, a name that is often used today. In 1902, another Englishman, E.C. Good, put rubber on the back of the paddles, and this made it possible to put spin on the ball when it was hit. The first World Table Tennis Championship was held in London in 1927, and for many years, Europeans won the championship. Then, in the late 1950s, Asian players began to win because Asian players knew how to hold the paddle in a special way. Nowadays, all the best players hold the paddle in this way.